1. The Trinitized Secrets of Supremacy. There are seven worlds in the innermost circuit of the Paradise Satellites. And each of these exalted worlds is presided over by a corps of 10 Trinitized Secrets of Supremacy. They are not creators, but they are supreme and ultimate administrators. The conduct of the affairs of these seven fraternal spheres is wholly committed to this corps of 70 supreme directors. Though the offspring of the Trinity supervise these seven sacred spheres nearest paradise, this group of worlds is universally known as the personal circuit of the Universal Father. The Trinitized Secrets of Supremacy function in groups of 10 as coordinate and joint directors of their respective spheres, but they also function individually in particular fields of responsibility. The work of each of these special worlds is divided into seven major departments, and one of these coordinate rulers presides over each such division of specialized activities. The remaining three act as the personal representatives of triune deity in relation to the other seven, one representing the Father, one the Son, and one the Spirit. Although there is a definite class resemblance which typifies the Trinitized Secrets of Supremacy, they also disclose seven distinct group characteristics. The 10 Supreme Directors of Divinitan Affairs are reflective of the personal character and nature of the Universal Father, and so it is with each of these seven spheres. Each group of 10 resembles the deity or deity association which is characteristic of their domain. The 10 directors who rule Ascendantin are reflective of the combined nature of the Father, Son, and Spirit. I can reveal very little about the work of these high personalities on the seven sacred worlds of the Father, for they are truly the secrets of supremacy. There are no arbitrary secrets associated with the approach to the Universal Father, the Eternal Son, or the Infinite Spirit. The deities are an open book to all who attain divine perfection, but all the secrets of supremacy can never be fully attained. Always will we be unable fully to penetrate the realms containing the personality secrets of deity association with the sevenfold grouping of created beings. Since the work of these supreme directors has to do with the intimate and personal contact of the deities with these seven basic groupings of universe beings when domiciled on these seven special worlds or while functioning throughout the grand universe, it is fitting that these very personal relations and extraordinary contact should be held sacredly secret. The Paradise Creators respect the privacy and sanctity of personality even in their lowly creatures. And this is true both of individuals and of the various separate orders of personalities. To beings of even high universe attainment, these secret worlds ever remain a test of loyalty. It is given us fully and personally to know the eternal gods, freely to know their characters of divinity and perfection. But it is not granted us fully to penetrate all of the personal relations of the Paradise Rulers with all of their creature beings.